This is part six, treachery and the threat of traitors, price of freedom is eternal vigilance. For a long time, some of the more esoteric people, definitely the people called conspiracy theorists, have been, I could name at least 10 people, have been warning us that there is an agenda among the richest, wealthiest, most powerful people on planet Earth to centralize government in a single centralized, you know, authoritarian government, and they would call it Agenda 21. That is part of that is to move people into cities away from rural areas. Part of that is to install 5G, like very high frequency, high power wireless technologies, that and also to get everyone to have spy devices in their homes. And to get everyone to be chipped, and so that you can be tracked at all times, and for also a global currency. And this person, as well as myself, believes that COVID, the pandemic, is the shoehorn or the catalyst event to create this new one world government. And these roadmaps exist, and this is council recommendations, you know, for the roadmap on vaccination of the European Commission. And it shows that even before 2020, they were planning on these types of measures no matter what. Feasibility study for the development of a common EU vaccination card. Like a vaccination passport was already being studied in 2018. And they've been having conferences how to make this happen ahead of time. So there's a lot of evidence like this that supports Agenda 21. Here is, Anthony Fauci. He's our Lord and Savior of the new, the new vaccine world order. Vaccines are life. Masks are part of your face. Comply and obey. This is the type of world that we're living under right now. Also, there's something called Operation Lockstep. And a leaked document called the Rockefeller Playbook, with these phases where the first phase will lead to compromise and frail immune systems through lack of food, social distancing, wearing masks, and lack of contact with sunlight and healthy bacteria, exposure to 5G radiation. Third phase, if majority of people resist the vaccine, a weaponized virus will be released. A lot of people will die from it, and it will lead to anarchy from all sides. Or from which the chaos, they will then create the order. This is a leaked document, or, this is not, this is from many, many years ago, but it seems to be hitting a lot of points from what's actually happening. As soon as the COVID started, they started rolling out the 5G while we were under the lockdown, and it continues. So you would think that if there's a virus, maybe we should hold off on installing all this technology. It would be important to keep the technicians at home so they wouldn't get sick. But for some reason, they go straight ahead with the 5G installation. And here's what it looks like to me. You know, all these doctors creating this new genetic code, and they're doing it in every weaselly way possible. And they create these, all three of the vaccines have these, snaky, birdy, dragony symbols to represent them. They're kind of spooky to me. How about you? Why are you receiving $1,300 via PayPal to go on social media and shill for the vaccine and say you got it? If you are against the vaccine, you get censored immediately. If you say it worked out great for you, you get $1,300. That should be alarming to anybody. And here's an example of the shilling that you'll see all across the internet. Anti-vaccine rhetoric is dangerous. 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 This is 20 tweets from 20 different people who are all saying exactly the same thing. Does that strike anyone here as odd? Federal COVID-19 modeling, for whatever reason, after all of these measures, and they're expecting a huge spike of COVID-19 in March and April. Even though it would look otherwise, like the cases and the deaths are dropping, and the cases are not spiking, certainly, but for whatever reason, the cases are going back up again in March. But they're expecting in April, for whatever reason, the government modeling is that there'll be a huge exponential increase. Based on what? I guess they're what they want to happen. And when the government wants that to happen, I think they have every ability in their power to release whatever viruses they wanted to. Just like Fauci predicted it was going to happen. Thus the pandemic. And here again, Healthline reporting Pfizer and BioNTech, such a legit name, seek emergency FDA authorization for COVID-19 vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. Like, the people who are least at risk of dying or having problems just have to get the vaccine now. Why is that? Doesn't make any sense. Here's Fauci in Forbes magazine. Tucker Carlson, bless his heart, has gone on television even to make some of these, to question some of these things. And Fauci immediately, it's just a typical crazy conspiracy theory. All of the things I'm saying here are, according to Fauci and Bill Gates, crazy conspiracy theories. Just pure insanity. They dismiss it, will not address a single assertion, even though it's all historical fact. And here we have Biden with the Obamas, Charles Barkley, Shaq, Faith Hill, Jennifer Lopez, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it's special to get everyone to inform and encourage those who have vaccination concerns on Sunday night. Will any of these concerns be addressed? No. They're not going to address any of the actual concerns. They're just going to hand-wave them away and have a big party and make it seem like it's the right thing to do. Here's someone who did some research into the PCR tests and one of the little spoken about issues of the testing is that when they take your test, they can actually scrape your DNA from those tests. So what they did with every test is they took a cross-section of the DNA from every human who took them. And that's data that they can use. For what reason? I'm not sure, but you gave them your genetic data. In 1981, a powerful international banker and unapologetic eugenicist, Jack Attali, had an interview with a man named Michel Salomon in France. And in it, he said that they were planning on, in the future, as a very rich banker said, in the future, it will be a question of finding a way to reduce the population. We will start with the old because as soon as it exceeds 60 to 65 years, man lives longer than he produces and costs society dearly. Then the weak and the useless who do nothing for society because there will be more and more of them, especially the stupid ones. Euthanasia targeting these groups. Euthanasia will have to be an essential instrument of our future societies. In all cases, we cannot, of course, execute people or set up camps. We will get rid of them by making them believe it is for their own good. Too large a population, and for the most part unnecessary, is something economically too expensive. We will find something or cause it, a pandemic that targets certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus that will affect the old or the fat, it doesn't matter. The weak will succumb to it, the fearful and the stupid will believe it, and ask to be treated. We have taken care to have planned the treatment, a treatment that will be the solution. They will go to the slaughterhouse on their own. And this man died a mysterious death not too long after. And here's Ron Perlman, you know, an actor. He's fully on board with this agenda. Anyone who does not have a card to get vaccinated, those who didn't have one would not be allowed in any public places. Full stop. So he's just like, if you believe any of the stuff I'm telling you, you're too insane and dangerous to even be allowed out of your house. That's how radical someone even like Ron Perlman is. That's from yesterday. In April 2021. I guess I've lost all of my respect for him. I mean, it's one thing to have a side and recognize there's a debate to be had. It's another thing entirely to say the other side in this debate needs to be completely depersoned from public life. It's wildly radical and authoritarian, and it's, if you can't see that's tyrannical, wow. So here's The Hill, very recently also. Hill is a big propaganda outlet. You can definitely see the telegraphed moves of the powerful people through this publication. Just a website, really. And this is some real word salad here. Part of the issue is that those who decline an offer to be vaccinated may do so not out of a true free choice, but because they have been exposed to a high level of targeted misinformation designed to create societal splits rather than facilitate real choice or to protect health. So this is that's how the powerful see what I'm doing right here. I'm just trying to be divisive, and I'm targeting you somehow for misinformation designed, like I'm designing this to create societal splits or something like that. Given the political polarization of the pandemic response, it is likely that those with proposed and indeed existing vaccine certificates or passports verifying their status as a vaccine taker are likely also to be people in favor of movement restrictions, lockdowns, masking, and physical distancing. So yeah, if you take the vaccine, you're going to want some card to show you, and you're going to want to restrict those who, according to them, you're going to want to restrict other people and use that as a privilege, and everyone else is down here. I'm vaccinated. That's kind of some real word salad there. Like, they're going way out of their way to try and make what they're saying sound a certain way. But if we were to summarize what they're saying is, anti-vaxxers are divisive lunatics who are attacking you and the enemy. Anti-vaxxers are the enemy. And if you get the vaccine, you should have a privilege. You're a privileged person, and you have every right to hold yourself as a higher status than those who don't. Of course, if it were a vaccine, but it's not a vaccine, but it's a... that's underneath all of this, the biggest language change is that this is a gene therapy treatment, not a vaccine. And so if once you accept their language for it, the new language, the hyper-normalized language, because you've been exhaustion hunted and your resistance has been broken down, yeah, it's just the vaccine, whatever, just call it the vaccine, right? Even though it's not, then you could say, now that I've gotten run with the herd and done what they want me to do, whoever they is, now that I've worshipped Fauci and Bill Gates and gotten this gene treatment that they call a vaccine, now I'm a better person than other people. And this is also the kind of the cancel culture. If you disagree with me, you disappear. I'm going to cancel you and get you out of my life. And I only want to be around with people who agree with me completely. And COVID variant from South Africa was able to break through Pfizer vaccine in an Israeli study. So now they're even already saying that the vaccines are ineffective. There's new variants of COVID that make the old vaccine that you got ineffective. You've got to get more vaccines. And you just hear my exhaustion, right, going through all this. I'm like, right? Do you not see? It's not a vaccine. They just changed the story. It's never enough for them. You've already had the vaccine. It's not enough. You got to get another one. There's a new variant out there in South Africa. The South African variant. The Brazilian variant. It's so exhausting to think through it all. But you see, I've done it for you. And you hear somebody else talking it through, you could read this on your own, but asymptomatic transmission is highly unlikely, is how they started. But no, now you need to wear a mask in case you're asymptomatic. The mask worked to stop the spread, but you've got to be 6 feet apart. Being 6 feet apart stops the spread, but you still got to wear the mask. If you stand 6 feet apart, you can still catch the disease. If you wear a mask, you can still catch the disease. The vaccine will not stop the spread. If you're vaccinated, you can still catch it. No, first, the vaccine will stop the spread. Then if you're vaccinated, you can still catch it. If you're vaccinated, you must still wear a mask and stand 6 feet apart. If you're vaccinated, you can still spread it. The vaccine will stop the spread, but you need a second dose. If you only get one dose of the vaccine, you will still catch the disease. If you don't get vaccinated, my vaccine won't work. If you don't get vaccinated, my vaccine won't work. And now it's, even though you've had both doses of the vaccine, that's not enough because there's a variant. And see how this story just changes over and over and over again. That's who we're up against. They don't care about the truth. They're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until you do whatever they want. And the people who are disobeying them are terrorists. And here is maybe the most important thing that I'd like you to read on your own when you get these, when you download the meme collection. This is the leaked strategic document from Canada, where they go through all the steps of proposing a totalitarian agenda, and they introduce it to the government as an imposition. So projected COVID, they're projecting the COVID mutation rates, the daily new cases rates, and they predicted all of the enhanced lockdown restrictions. I'm not sure if you've heard this, and this isn't even in my meme collection, but as of this week, there are entire apartment complexes that are locked down in Canada. You're not allowed to leave your apartment complex until you get vaccinated. And like with, you know, police and, you know, strange vans parked outside your apartment complex to make sure that you don't leave. And then, like I said, the police can just pull you over for any reason and check, ask why you're violating the lockdown. And then those, this document predicts that those people who reject the vaccine or the new economic proposals, which are for taking away all your personal property, you're going to be sent to a camp. And so there, in Canada, there's open plans for concentration camps for people who go against this pandemic agenda. Here's a meme I put together, where I put put one of my favorite memes on top of the picture of the Danish chief of vaccines who passed out while banning the AstraZeneca vaccine. And me, when I'm asked why I'm not taking the gene therapy, just my list is just, you know, we'll be here all day. We have been here all day. I've been talking for, I think, 2 hours now about reasons not to take it. And the person who did take it collapses on the floor. You know, what better evidence do you need that I'm correct? What more proof do you need? I'm not sure what there could be. And as the kicker, okay, yeah, what more proof would you need? Here, let's go through it. Here are just memes of people who've died after taking the vaccine. Let's look at them all. Here's a big image of like probably about 100 people who died. Here's the people in the nursing homes. Here's a 28-year-old who died. Here's a 27-year-old doctor who died. Here's a Dan Kaminsky died 10 days after taking the Pfizer. Charles Midwin died after taking one of the viruses. He was at a FEMA center, he took it. Man, his 70s dies. And they're talking about, you know, rare blood disorders. You know, 25-year-old died unexpectedly. Unexplained deaths up significantly in U.S. after vaccinations began. Here's some more. Son-in-law died after Moderna. Here's another mother died after... Larry King died after taking the vaccine. Here's a mother who lost her baby. Here's a guy whose 82-year-old dad died. I mean, the list just goes on and on of people who died. And on top of that, here, let's just go through my dystopia folder. You know, we did it. We ended fascism, and the capital is surrounded by the military and people driving around in black vans. Here's a marching band students playing in tents. Here's some artwork that I think is pretty accurate and very disturbing. Here's children not being allowed to speak in school. You get a mask break if you've been a good kid. Here's more band students wearing tents. Here's you as a rat on the... Here's the Congress Memorial COVID death picture. They're all wearing masks, spaced out, wearing black, incredibly spooky looking. People kissing, wearing masks. There's a cartoon predicting the future. She just goes to school sitting at her computer with a camera pointed at her. Here's kids standing spaced out in tiny circles. Disturbing looking. Here's McDonald's saying going out is overrated. Men wearing dresses. It's supposed to be freeing. You're staying home in the lockdown, that's freedom. Wearing a dress or a skirt, it's freeing. Here's a mom whose kid's first word was Alexa. You know, people who were living in the 1950s would look at our society right now and they would say that this is some nightmarish hell. There's a picture of some cars driving. I think that's the 405 in Los Angeles. There's a traffic jam. More soldiers in front of the White House. You know, and this is a mixture of Fahrenheit 451, Logan's Run, Soylent Green, Brave New World, Animal Farm, Brazil, and Clockwork Orange. Lord of the Flies, A Handmaid's Tale, The Matrix, Gattaca, and we're like in the middle of all of that. We have some kind of really strange mix of totalitarian, sci-fi, bizarro, but it's not freedom. I mean, there's Hunter Biden's teeth. Yeah, well, crack will do that to you. This is the best I can do to try and help you make decisions. And that's the only thing I would add to this is that tyranny never goes away on its own. I'm J. Michael Hudson. Thanks for listening to my presentation.